Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit. Now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the British Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Jake, and today is April 30th. So, stepping in today for Josh, he's still down with the laryngitis bronchitis situation he's got going on. Not sure how many of these weekly shows we're going to be able to bring to you this week as he's still recovering. But, you know, pay attention to the social media, the Twitter, all the things. See announcements when he'll be back on, able to go. Hopefully he's good for, you know, our live Sunday show. We'll get back to the regularly scheduled programming as soon as possible. Luckily, I was able to step in today, but until then, he's down to barely a whisper. Just wouldn't be fun to listen to, promise you. Before we get into the games, all the game stuff, we have to mention Santana was placed on the bereavement list. Hunter Stratton gets the call. So we're going to be without Santana for anywhere from 3 to 7 games. Did have to look that up before I got on here. So that could cause some chaos in the bullpen. You know, we already have some struggling arms out there. Now we lose one that wasn't struggling. We'll see how that ends up playing out, as we kind of saw a little bit of it last night. Although he wouldn't have been used. He wouldn't have been needed in this situation. Pirates do drop game one of the series 9-0. So whatever you want to call that, a skunk, a whitewash, all those old terms, any of them will work. It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. We didn't record a single strikeout. First time that's happened that the pitching staff, right? Not our, but it would be a good game if we didn't strike out, but our pitching staff didn't record a strikeout for the first time through a whole game since 2009, when we beat the Mets actually in a 3-1 game. Also the first time the Cubs haven't struck out in a game since 2013. So kind of a oddity there. You know, it's Heaney gets the start tonight or last night. Sorry, I'm not used to doing this. Just bear with me. Heaney goes perfect through 3 innings. Then the Cubs make some adjustments the second time through. The next inning and 2/3, they record 5 hits, 4 runs, and he walks 3 guys. So got away from him pretty quickly there, and Shelton had to make the change after 2 straight walks. Brings in Kyle Nicholas, who's the only bright spot in the bullpen last night. Was Nicholas goes an inning and a third, gives up just a walk, no hits, no runs, anything, pretty clean. It wasn't for the walk. So that's encouraging to see from Nicholas. Maybe let's not put him in leverage situations yet. Let's just use him as a reliever. Could work out well for Nicholas and the club. Maybe that's a good thing to do to win baseball games. Wentz didn't even look competitive. He got recorded 1 out and gave up 2 runs. Stratton comes in, looked a little shaky, didn't look real sharp, giving up a run in 2/3 of an inning. But first time back out after that injury from last year, I'd like to see him some more outings before I kind of make any snap judgments on that. Holderman still stinks. He gives up a home run to a struggling Dansby Swanson. If you want to know my thoughts about him, go ahead and go back and listen to Monday's episode. And, you know, I talk all about that. Bednar threw the ninth for some unknown reason. I don't understand that at all. Maybe just another Shelton being Shelton situation here. But, you know, I want to talk about this for a second because you got Bednar, who you finally kind of get back on track. He's been struggling. We all know all the struggles. We all know that whole story. Comes back, has a couple really good outings. You put him in a save situation against the Dodgers in a packed out 50,000 plus crowd, and he shuts the door. And everybody's like, all right, well, at least I was like, Bednar's back. Yeah. Well, then you bring him into today's game. Scores 8-0. It's a blowout. Even at vintage Bednar All-Star form, he gives up a run in this situation. Almost every time you put him in a non-leverage situation when he was All-Star Bednar, he would give up a run in this situation. So now you put him in this situation, and he gives up a run. Well, no kidding. And then everybody's going to be like, oh, he's not back. He's not back. We don't need to ever put him in the closer, blah, blah. And I understand that, but at the same time, we can't play these games with a guy who's, I don't want to say mental stability because I think that's too far to go, but you got a guy who the confidence had been gone. He finally gets it back, and then you put him in a situation where he's never succeeded in this game, no matter how good he's going. And you may have just set him back. And I don't care if there's no righties left. I don't care. You just throw somebody else. It's 8-0. I'm not worrying about a matchup. But if I said before the game, which I do believe he said before the game, that Bednar with Santana out, Bednar was the righty leverage guy, then why in the world would he be throwing in the ninth inning when it's an 8-0 ball game? Like, that game's over. I just don't agree with the situation you put Bednar into. Like, I didn't expect him to pitch. When I saw he was pitching, I was like, well, he's going to give up a run. This is what he does when he's at his best. This is what he does in this situation. He gives up a run. And that's exactly what happens. He gives up a run. So I don't know. I think about it, what it is. To me, I'm not going to Bednar in that situation. And I don't know if anybody else really is except Derek Shelton. Seems to be a problem for me. Brian Reynolds, let's go ahead and talk about him now. He's 0 for his last 18. Shelton says in the post-game interview, chasing too many pitches. Just not sure I agree with that. Josh and I did a little bit of digging before recording this. He's only chased 5 pitches since starting this streak of 0 for 18. And it wasn't updated. Now the 5 is updated for today because we saw him swing and miss at one he chased tonight. But there was chased 4 out of 15 pitches that were out of the zone going into last night's game. So I don't think that's what it is, but I think we do have our first real test. That's the word I was looking for, test. We have the first real test for Matt Haig. You got a major league bat. This isn't one of just our random bats. This is a major league bat. Would be a major league bat on every team in the league who's struggling. In a slump, Matt Haig, what do you do to get him out of it? This is your test. Get this all-star out of his slump. Now, he did hit 103 off the bat in his first at bat. So in the first inning, he hits that line drive, fly ball, whatever. But it's 103 off the bat. Pete Crow Armstrong makes the catch, but it's encouraging to see at least he's hitting the ball hard. It's a barrel. That's a step in the right direction. The rest of the game didn't look great for Reynolds, but you know what? We come back to get it tomorrow too. this is what I mean. Like, this is your job as a hitting coach in the major leagues. I've said this many times. This is my belief, whether you agree with me or not. That's fine. Your job as a major league hitting coach is to get guys out of slumps. prevent the longevity of the slump, right? I mean, it's every hitter is going to go through it at some point in time. It's what adjustments can you find to help your hitter get out of his slump earlier rather than later? That's literally what your job is. So a few positives to end this. Listen, I'm not quite as long-winded as Josh is sometimes, so we are about wrapping this up. A few positives things to end on, though. Joey Bart and IKF have decent games to plate. Bart 2-for-2 with 2 walks. He's on all 4 times, didn't scorch anything. You know, kind of softer hits, but hits are hits in the book. You know the saying, a line drive in a book. IKF, 2 hits, 4 at-bats, couple singles. Still nothing crazy, but good approach. He went one to right field, 1 to left field. He just has a good approach right now. I still like what I'm seeing from him out of the 9 hole. I don't think he should move. Just leave him in this as that 9 hitter. I think he's a good hitter for that role. And I just, listen, consistency has been a thing we've been talking about, right? Go listen to Monday's episode. It's another similar lineup. But yeah, a couple singles from IKF, couple from Bart. Kutch delivers a double in the 5th inning off Imanaga. Actually, the first extra base hit that Imanaga has given up against the Pirates. So that goes to show you, Imanaga has the Pirates' number. So I'm also not holding that against Reynolds, right? I mean, you have teams in your career, both on the hitter side and the pitcher side, that you just own that club. For whatever reason, I don't completely understand that. On one hand, I'm sitting over here and I'm wanting to tell myself, Imanaga's owned us his whole 1 year career. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, but you should be making adjustments to figure that out too. Either way, it's like a different confidence level you have when you're facing a team that you're dominating. And that's just how it is with Imanaga. He's thrown 19 innings, something around there, 19, 20 innings against us. And that's the first extra base hit he's given up. Of course, it's Kutch, right? Pirates then, Imanaga then complains about muscle cramps after the double and has to exit the game. Similar situation to the Glasnow. All right, well, we got the starter out of there. Glasnow obviously way earlier, but get the starter out of there. We can get to the bullpen. No, they shut us down. Hayes extends his hitting streak to 9 games today. Hit a ball, I think it was like 106 off the bat. He smoked a couple tonight. He's hitting the ball pretty well, getting a little bit unlucky at times, but you know how baseball is. They'll fall. Look at Joey Bart. You know, he can hit some balls hard and they get caught. He gets a couple that were under 80 miles an hour, I do believe. I think one of them was under 80, but either way, couple, you know, little flare singles that kind of even the, that's why it's an average, right? That's why we do that. Also, O'Neal Cruz, you know, talk about his catch. That ball scorched off the bat of, I believe it was the Tucker. Yeah, it was Tucker. Hit the ball out to center field, and he made a really nice running catch. Had some smiles even with the Cubs bullpen. They were even like, dude, that was a nice catch. Long arms, just reach up and take a hit. Probably most likely a double off Kyle Tucker, if not more, because that ball drops down, it's going to bounce. And it's probably going to get away from Cruz, and then they're going to have to run it down. But it was a really nice catch. It's good to see him picking his defense up. I think it's going to continue to get better over time. It's all it is reps. I mean, the more he plays out there, the better it's going to get. I don't think he's going to regress or kind of. I'm not looking for a plateau anytime soon. I think he's going to continue to get better. We'll reevaluate probably around the All-Star break and see how he's doing, because at that point in time, I think we're going to be seeing an above average center fielder at minimum. I did mention this earlier. It is baseball, so we do get to get after it again tomorrow. Majinski gets the start for the Buccos against Boyd. Let's hope for some better results. Kind of see a similar outing coming. If he can get through that first inning or first time through, we'll see what happens after that. But it's been a pleasure to step in for Josh today. Hope you guys have a great day. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.